Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number 1, do you believe we should fat shame people? Mr. Beer doesn't believe so and says that attacking fat people is directly linked to fascism, because you're calling them inferior. Shaming them might be the only thing that gets them off that couch, and off to lose the weight so they reduce their risk of heart disease and cancer. At this point, the left will call anything fascist except for state control, militarism, and the suppression of individual rights. I guess that leftist fascism is just reality. Up next, DC Drano is wondering how illegal aliens are receiving taxpayer-funded medical care. The better question to ask is, why are Africans in Africa receiving U.S. healthcare services? It seems that almost everyone besides Americans is a welfare creed to the United States. 2032 is when the entitlement programs start to go bust. Let's see what happens when the illegals are cut off first. Here's an even dumber thing. LA giving out cash cards to families affected by ICE raids. So illegals get cash cards too. Number 3, Tay Day says that CNN is admitting that there are two genders, saying that men have a bigger carbon footprint than women because of our appetite for meat and cars. Funny how there are only two genders when you can use it to spin the narrative against men. This is laughable, saying that men consume more than women, as women are the ones responsible for 80-85% of purchasing decisions in the household. Just go to any thrift store and you'll notice that it's 90% women's clothing. Moving on, the woke LA mayor blames Trump because the city isn't ready for the World Cup, thanks to all the graffiti and vandalism. But how is that Trump's fault? It's not. It's just another case of women looking to blame someone else and avoid accountability. Also, she was an actual insurrectionist and bombed the Capitol back in 1983, and was eventually pardoned by Bill Clinton. So not only is she incompetent, but she's also a terrorist criminal. Commifornia is cooked. Number 5, Sydney Sweeney is one of the top contenders to be the next Bond girl. This should give us all a little bit of hope that it won't suck. Yeah, until we learn that the next Bond will also be female. Either that or a black dude. I also wonder what her Bond name will be. How about Chesting McMillans? I still won't watch it at the theater. Movie theaters are going bust and I refuse to pay for streaming, so it's off to the high seas I go. Up next, feminists say they can do any job a man can. Well, here's one that's having a hard time being a cop. Hey lady, remember that there's no crying in law enforcement. Especially if you're a ginger cop with tomato face that you get by confronting someone from a diverse background. Our period of time in history will be studied by future generations as when civilization went out of its mind. I've got a funny feeling it's only going to get a lot worse. Number 17, here's what dating apps are like for men these days. Single moms, mothers-to-be, fatzos, trans people, and corn stars. And none of them are pretty or attractive. They forgot the foreign women, too. I seem to get contacted by Southeast Asian and Latinas all the time. Or I did when I used to use them. Even if you do get a good match, many guys report when they contact them that they just unmatched them for no good reason. I guess they just want the dopamine of being matched in the first place. Moving on, some people say that this is the difference between a repulsive man and a pleasant one. They think it all has to do with facial structure and the bones. Meanwhile, Asmund Gold has internet fame, and I don't have any idea who this other guy is. And as for fame and fortune, it's an aphrodisiac for women. It takes your attractiveness number up 2 or 3 points. Even if you don't show your face online, there are plenty of women out there reaching out to want to smash you. Ask me how I know. Number 9, what explains the drop in alcohol sales to Gen Z? Is it because they're smoking 420 instead, and 24 states have now made that legal? Is it because Gen Z is addicted to their phones and they rarely go out to bars, clubs, and restaurants anymore? Alcohol is also a social thing. You don't need it if you never leave the basement. Also, much of Gen Z is also too young to drink, and alcohol is increasingly expensive right now. I also bet the money spent on vaping is the inverse of this chart. Up next, here's the look on this woman's face when she realizes that her Tinder match just beat Michael Phelps, but he's still not good enough for her. She's probably thinking that his package won't be enough to satisfy her unless, of course, he's a grower and not a shower. If women this ugly won't get together with men like that, then you know our species is cooked. AI doesn't even have to wipe us all out. All it has to do is wait us out for the next 1,000 years and we will naturally go extinct. Number 11, here's this guy on his way to ask his wife what's wrong with her. His first mistake was asking what's wrong. He should have asked about the good things that happened to her today. That will definitely disarm her. But whatever you do, buddy, don't tell her to calm down or that she's acting like your mother. The fact that this post got 4 million views on X and got 90,000 likes shows you that this is many men's lived experience. Moving on, Netflix film crews are banned from looking at each other longer than 5 seconds in a Me Too crackdown. This reminds me of the short YouTube video called Modern Education, where one of the woke characters says that it's a form of harassment to stare at a woman for 15 seconds straight. Reality is worse than our worst fantasies when it comes to wokeism. I guess now we know why Netflix shows suck these days. The crew's more interested in political correctness than their content. Number 13, remember back in the late 90s, it was late night, and there were ads for Girls Gone Wild VHS and DVDs. Kinda makes you wonder where these women are today. Is it boxed wine in Catland? Or are they fat and ugly, or have they turned into Karens? Probably all of those things simultaneously. I bet some of them really went wild and got married half a dozen times, and are now wondering where all the good men have gone. Up next, are we in a chopped woman epidemic? For those of you that don't know what that means, it's basically an unattractive woman epidemic. Yes, if you include the high numbers of tatted up land whales out there these days. But even women like this can still get laid. But just not by the chads they want. Also, the so-called chopped women, have you noticed that most of them are liberals with purple hair? And those are usually ugly on both the inside and outside. Number 15, who remembers playing the original NES Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles game? I think it was impossible to be without the Game Genie in the last corridor in the Technodrome before you fight Shredder and the Krang. I could pass everything else as a kid, but if I play it today, I can barely make it to the third or fourth level. People say this is one of the hardest games conceived, but I disagree. That honor definitely goes to Back to the Future 2. Moving on, this Wayman says that she's happier now that she stopped dating white men. By the way, she has 6 children. I guess we all know what the complexion of those kids are. Her eyes also looks like she's been plowed so many times that she's soulless. She's also 39 and the filters in this picture are holding the wall behind the same way that a piece of chewing gum is keeping a crack dam from bursting. I'm gonna make a correction to this. Actually, it's white men that stopped dating her. Number 17, imagine being that short man on the right after seeing this couple play with his elephants. You just know your life sucks compared to them, and this guy looks so upset as if he's about to be executed or something. Also, if the man on the right complained that he would never have a woman like that, the blonde Chad Adonis would say, "Don't worry, bro. Just work out, bro, and this too will be yours one day." What a joke. Up next, Javier Bardem portrayed Anton Chigurh in No Country for Old Men, and his performance was recognized as the most realistic depiction of a psychopath, and the most entertaining one as well. Call it. Bro had zero emotions and a 100% kill streak. It's probably also the haircuts. You can always spot a psychopath by their awful hairdo. One day I was him for Halloween and I put a wig on like that on my head and carried around a shiny metal fire extinguisher that looked like the cattle killing device in the film. Number 19, Jamie Lee Curtis says that nobody knows which of her 2 daughters is trans. Isn't it obvious? It's the one on the left. There I fixed it, in case you weren't sure. Then again, if I remember correctly, Jamie Lee Curtis was supposedly born with some extra private parts. There have always been stories circulating that Jamie was a hermaphrodite, born with both male and female genitalia. Maybe she got herself pregnant with these kids, like that character from Predestination. Moving on, if this individual shows up as your nurse, do you feel safe? No, I feel like I need to run out of there because I'm gonna die. I wouldn't even trust the hospital or the doctor who hired pronouns here. I'd be worried that I might say something that could be misinterpreted as toxic masculinity, and that this individual would then end me. I've had nurses mess with my head before, and they didn't look as bad as this one. Number 21, when I get a ton of FU money one day, I'm going to build a Roman villa like this one. People wonder why we stopped building buildings like this, but we still technically do. We have vestibules at the entrance of many houses, and an atrium which is also technically a living room. The only thing we're missing is an open courtyard. We have backyards, but courtyards would be nice for added privacy outdoors. I'm also guessing the slaves slept with the animals in the stable, because this is how wealthy Romans used to live. Up next, this guy on Reddit is pissed off at his wife because, in her contacts, she has a work husband. She told him that having a work husband is no big deal. Odds are she's being smashed by him, and he's just a Reddit cuck by now. But if he's not a cuck, then he should find himself a work wife too and tell her it's no big deal and watch her lose her mind. This is the world we live in now, where women spend more time at work with their work husbands than they do with their real ones. Number 23, is this what the average girlfriend used to look like back in 2007? Yes, but around here in Toronto, I would have found girls like this back in the mid-90s. And it makes me wonder what her body count was back then too. Probably just two, and we were naive and didn't worry about body counts as much because most women didn't have eyes that told us that they were run through. Women like this were also thin back then because they smoked at the bar, club, or even at school. Moving on, is this really what it's like out there in the sexual marketplace? The chads not only get all the attention from women, but also that women do nice things for them like paying for dinner and taking care of them. Things that the average man would do for a woman to be nice is how the average or below average woman treats a high value man that she's desperate to keep. Most guys will never understand this because they've never been treated like a chad. Number 25 and the last one, remember that woman that cheated at the Coldplay concert? Well, here's her online picture versus what she looks like in real life. Yes, she's got a terrible sunburn, but damn, she looks old for being 46. That's also probably a really old picture on the left. Maybe late 30s or early 40s. Also probably heavily filtered. This has to be the most epic cheating scandal, and it'll definitely ruin her life. The Coldplay cam doesn't use the same filters as that pic on the left. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day and cheers.